I'll end with three poems. If sunrise is hope, if sunrise is hope and sunset acceptance, then what mood shall we give the face of the eclipsed moon, tinted by the crimson ring that circles the earth, dividing light from dark, the sum of all sunsets and sunrises? Something invisible. Something invisible binds our sundered world, for surely it would have come undone by hands. The sunlight slides in silvery scintilla on gossamer strands spun by tiny spiders seeking to sail the breezes and zephyrs of summer. These delicate laces draping the earth challenge infinity in numbers sufficient to knit with persistence greater than we would ravel. Wind jazz. The breath of the earth is moody tonight, a free jazz solo with all the world its instrument. The woodwind trees heave dolorous sighs against the meek sing-song of power line strings. The nooks of houses add dissonant thin whistles that punctuate the drone of some unknown oboe. Leaves dash in abrupt skittering dances, their tiny footfalls a reckless rhythm as a loose door bangs inexplicable tempo. Only the wind knows the score and pauses, just so we may hear the vast silence into which weather improvises wildly. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We have refreshments. We have refreshments over there, and we have refreshments of the eyes by Karen Randall on the table here and along here, where you can peruse some of her wonderful artwork. She also did the announcement for us, the postcard that we sent out that some people got. And thank you all very much for coming. And Susan will be reading after a short break.